What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about the war zones. We're talking about Syria and Trump once again demonstrating that he does not have the strength of his convictions, is already backpedaling on the Syria withdrawal, saying that we have to protect Israel, which is a ridiculous statement. Why are we obligated to protect Israel? Israel is in the business of just annoying all of their neighbors in the Middle East. And it's kind of like Israel is this little boy that runs on out to the field and kicks somebody in the kneecap and then runs back to his big brother for protection. That's kind of where we are with that. Israel doesn't need us to protect it. They have nuclear weapons. Now, Trump has said we need to stay in Syria in order to watch Iran. And apparently his latest excuse is causing a lot of confusion. The Pentagon said no one told them the mission for the troops in Iraq was ever changed to watching Iran. The State Department says the troops aren't watching Iran at all. And the troops are in Iraq out of respect for mutual sovereignty. No, they're there to make sure the U.S.-backed government remains in power. That's what they're there for. Okay. And the government of Iraq is saying, no, we didn't give you permission. We want you to leave. You were supposed to leave. You signed an agreement you were going to leave. We want you to leave. Over in Russia, Sergei Lavrov is saying that terrorists must be prevented from regrouping as the war against Islamic State continues. Now, Islamic State is outlawed in Russia. It's considered a terrorist group. And Lavrov is basically, in a speech at the Kyrgyz Russian Slavic University, said they need to prevent it from coming together. And all who are dealing with the issue admit it is former officers of Saddam Hussein's army dismissed from their positions that are behind all Islamic State operations that prove to be successful. But we need to remember, they are in fact funded and supplied by the United States. That was happening while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. They were smuggling weapons from Libya, from the overthrow of Gaddafi, through that consulate in Benghazi, into Syria to give to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And I suspect that the attack on the consulate served a dual purpose, because they basically burned all the records that would have documented the weapons transfer. But other records came on out. This is a proven situation. The U.S. was backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Okay, story coming out of Blacklisted News. Please tell me that the U.S. is not about to go to war with Venezuela. I wish I could. I don't think I can. And it starts out basically saying that as soon as Juan Guaido came on out and said, I'm the president of Venezuela, the U.S. said, oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. And all of these U.S. allies, like Great Britain, came on out and said, oh, yes, Guaido is the president. He's the legitimate ruler. We recognize him. Russia and China, of course, continue to back Maduro, which has set up a very interesting situation and the potential for a proxy war, a new Vietnam. Now, both Russia and China are deeply invested in Venezuela. I think Russia is owed something like $3 billion by the Venezuelan government. They're not going to walk away from that. Their only realistic option is basically to double down. And that's why this is a very, very dangerous situation for Donald Trump to be getting us into. Meanwhile, John Bolton coming on out there, and his latest tactic is to basically blockade Venezuela and starve the people of Venezuela into submission. Well, they're already starving because of decades of U.S. economic war, and blockading and starving hasn't really worked against the people of Yemen either. But the man is definitely a sadist. He just loves to do this sort of thing. Oh, we're going to starve them into submission. Yeehaw! Anyway, Maduro responding to Trump's statement that the use of the U.S. military in Venezuela is among the options out there, is saying that Venezuela will make the U.S. suffer irreparable losses. And I agree with Maduro. There's a lot of jungle there, and historically, the United States has not done well in jungle environments. And they may just dump Agent Orange all over the place, causing all kinds of illness and birth defects like they did in Vietnam. But it didn't change the outcome of Vietnam. Anyway, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the nation here. The Lima Group had their little meeting, and they have agreed that they will ban all Venezuelan officials from entering members' territory. And they're suspending all cooperation with the Maduro regime, including the transfer of armaments in light of Article 6 and 7 of the UN Arms Treaty. So the pressure is definitely mounting. And I think what may happen is we have seen the world, the globalists try and sort of knit the world together with all of these multilateral agreements, and they're starting to fall apart. And I think Venezuela is just going to become isolationist. They're going to move further into the Russian and Chinese sphere of influence. And I think if the United States invades Venezuela, it will be another protracted war like Vietnam was that we will lose. And let's be honest, the United States is already losing some of these wars. They didn't win in Syria. They didn't win in Afghanistan. They're staying on the ground so that they can say, well, we may not have won, but hey, we didn't lose. We're still here. That's all it is. It's posturing. It's the Pentagon Papers all over again. We're going to stay fighting this war because we don't want to admit we can't win it. And if you have not seen that movie, The Post, you really do need to hunt it down there. It's Tom Hanks starred in it, and it's from a time when The Washington Post really did have the courage to report the truth about what the government was doing. I wish they still did. All righty. Now, Russia has sent 400 what they describe as military contractors to Venezuela in support of Maduro. One report is saying these are Spetsnaz, Russian special forces. These are Russia's baddest hombres. They're the equivalent of the U.S. Green Berets, and they're being embedded among Venezuela's military units to resist any U.S. intervention or an internal coup against Maduro. So I told you, Russia was not going to back away from that $3 billion debt. They were going to double down, and that's exactly what they've done. They're already sending in the military forces. Jeremy Corbyn has been accused of moral bankruptcy over his response to the crisis in Venezuela. And it's rather amazing because prior to this whole upset with Guaido, key Labor Party figures had previously praised the socialist leadership. So look how fast they changed. Corbyn basically is refusing to back calls from Maduro to stand down, saying the future of Venezuela is a matter for Venezuelans to decide. Same thing Tulsi Gabbard was saying. And he's absolutely right. We don't like it when another country comes into this country and meddles in our political process like Israel does. So why are we doing it to other countries? Anyway, because of the sanctions right now, there's a flotilla of Venezuelan oil tankers literally stranded in the Gulf of Mexico. And they're just sitting there. Now, Maduro is trying to boost Venezuela's oil output to 2.5 million barrels per day. It's currently a little less than 1 million barrels per day right now. And he's going to sell it to other countries for currencies other than the U.S. dollar and try and get some money flowing into the country to take care of, well, the country and his people. First and foremost, obviously, he's got to pay his military. Now, Paul Craig Roberts came out with an article, and he's talking about the INF Treaty. And why did the U.S. suspend the INF Treaty with Russia? It's not just a matter of Trump breaking treaties or the will of the establishment. It's part of a long, involved process. Washington withdrew from the INF Treaty as part of the attempt ongoing since the Clinton administration to achieve military hegemony over Russia. Clinton broke Washington's word and moved NATO to Russia's borders. George W. Bush withdrew from the anti-ballistic missile treaty in order to create a shield that would give Washington a first strike advantage over Russia. I don't know how well that's going to work. Russia responded with hypersonic missiles that cannot be intercepted. Trump withdrew from the INF treaty in order to place missiles on Russia's borders that permit Russia no reaction time. And, of course, the other reason for pulling out of the INF Treaty is Washington wants to deploy intermediate-range nuclear missiles against China, which was never part of the INF Treaty. But the short version of all of this is that Europe is now one step closer to nuclear war. Now, for more than 30 years, the INF Treaty was one of the cornerstones of the international security system. It was keeping Europe safe from nuclear war. And now it's gone. Trump has just pulled out of the INF Treaty. Russia is saying they're going to, they're pulling out of it as well. Both sides are going to start making these weapons. By one report, Raytheon already has an assembly line built out in Arizona. This has been in the works for months. This didn't just happen overnight. And they're getting ready to put those missiles out there. Over in Africa, French armed forces are intervening in northern Chad. So Chad is now on the game board here. And they launched airstrikes at an armed group coming in from Libya, according to France's defense ministry. This was apparently organized in cooperation with the Chadian army. A patrol of Mirage 2000 airplanes hit a column of 40 pickup trucks coming in from Libya that penetrated deep into Chad. So, anyway, everybody making war. Is it a world war yet? I think so here. Donald Trump has come on out responding to criticisms from the Pentagon, saying that in point of fact, there are no plans to withdraw U.S. troops from South Korea. And last June, Trump announced the end of military exercises with South Korea, saying they were provocative and that he hoped at some point to withdraw all 28,500 U.S. troops from South Korea. This was just 3 months after threatening to withdraw troops from South Korea over a trade dispute. But that's all gone away. The troops are going to stay. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jeff in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, a whole bunch of things, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. First, not too long ago, you talked about having Kevin Shipp on your show, and I'm wondering what happened with that. And secondly, have you noticed that there was a spat between him and Bill Still? It was regarding the Barr, William Barr nomination.
No, I hadn't been following that.
Yeah, Kevin Shipp came out with trying to explain that Barr is a deep state operative, and then he got a little a flack from Bill Still for that. Bill Still basically attacked his credentials That's an interesting couple of videos to watch. But
they would be. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Bill Still. He does some very, very good work. But I would be in agreement that Barr does seem to be another deep state operative.
So that brings up the next problem, and that's 2020 election. And I've been following Peter Schiff. He's an economist. He's got a podcast that I enjoy. And he talks about how no president really wins in a recession. A sitting president wins in a recession, and he's predicting a recession this year. Mm-hmm. And that the next president's going to be a socialist. So we're going to be in a big bind with a bunch of socialists running our government. So my comment is, like Venezuela, I wouldn't mind a little help from another country to unseat the socialists. That's all I had. I'll take it off the air now. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Well, you know, again, Jeff, Venezuela has an honest election system, about as honest as you can find on planet Earth. They had international observers for the last election. Maduro won. And he won by a sizable margin. And I'm in agreement with Jeremy Corbyn and Tulsi Gabbard in saying this is for the Venezuelans to decide. And what's going on with Juan Guaido is an attempted coup to basically, you know, it's an anti-democratic process to seize power. Anyway. All right, another phone call. Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. Does anybody out there have any input on Walmart possibly using facial recognition? Because in my Walmart in this area, there's like four, okay, 40-inch monitors, big TV monitors. And when you walk past them, you know, like Facebook will take and make a square around your face and stuff, and it'll go down to your shoes and stuff. And make these little squares and all. And I went to the manager and I says, hey, is that face recognition? And he says, I really don't know. But I said, well, if it is, you know, you should make it so people know this.
Well, again, I think we're all very concerned about how heavily we're all being surveilled constantly. And I'm not sure why Walmart would be doing that. Unless they're looking for people who are known shoplifters or something like that, but I'm surprised the manager wasn't able to inform you what's going on. But you're right; the fact that the system is drawing rectangles around your face would suggest that it is a facial recognition system, or at least they're taking pictures of people coming in and out of the stores. But we know a lot of retail places they have security cameras because in the tight economy, shoplifting has become a major problem.
Yeah, but that don't make it right. I mean, you know, I don't know what shoes you're wearing. If you got bought them at Walmart, you know, about a little bit of privacy.
Well, you know, you can choose not to go to Walmart, you know, or you can choose to just say, you know, I'm really not going to worry about it.
Well, Walmart's gone down the tubes anyways. I am thinking about it might cost me a few more bucks, but... you know, I had a couple good hits at Kmart lately, but Walmart didn't have, you know, so it pays to shop around. Maybe I go Target.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you know, here on Oahu, we go to Sam's Club a lot, which isn't using facial recognition. Our local Walmart doesn't have that system, at least not yet.
Right.
There's a Kmart and a Costco in the area, but we haven't been there for a long, long time.
Okay, Mike, I won't tie you up. I just thought, you know, it ain't a real big whoop-de-doo, but to me it is, you know. So have a great show, though. Carry on.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, article coming out of CNBC, and they're proclaiming this like this is a bad thing. They're saying North Korea is protecting their nuclear missiles, UN monitors say, ahead of summit talks. And they're saying that North Korea is working to ensure its nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities cannot be destroyed by military strikes. Duh, yes. Every country does that, including the United States. If you look at the United States nuclear missile silos in the Midwest, they are hardened against military strike. And of course, North Korea is going to do exactly the same. But they're coming on out and saying, how dare they? How dare they protect their nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities against us? Don't they know that we, as the exceptional nation, have a right to just come on in there and blow them up whenever we feel like it? It's really rather ridiculous. It really, really is. Okay. Russia's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, rented lips, is saying that the U.S. deploying missile launchers to Japan is a violation of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And he's basically talking about launchers in the Kuril Islands, which the U.S. has done. And he says that was a violation of the INF Treaty. So they're going to go on basically blaming each other. U.S. said Russia's in violation. Russia saying the U.S. is in violation. Unfortunately, there's an adage, you know, everybody has to agree to peace. But it takes only one person with the weapon to keep the war going. And that's what's going on right now. And there are just way too many people in this country who think war is a really, really good idea. The bankers are drooling over lending money for the war, making huge amounts of interest from the next several generations. The military-industrial complex, all those defense contractors, they're just rubbing their hands in glee at all the money it's about to pour in on them for all these new weapons. And for us Americans who are ultimately going to pay for it all and bleed for it all, of course, we don't count anymore. We don't matter anymore. Okay, not too long ago, there was a series of billboards on display across Southern California featuring Nelson Mandela. And there was a quote from Mandela on the billboard saying, "Our freedom is incomplete without the freedom of the Palestinians." And of course, this angered all the pro-Israel groups out there. "Oh, you anti-Semite, you Jew hater." And so this pro-Israel group has now responded with their own billboards featuring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s image and a quote from King saying, "Israel must exist and has the right to exist and is one of the great outposts of democracy in the world." And he did say that. And nobody is questioning Israel's right to exist. It's how they exist that is drawing criticism and justifiable criticism. Okay. Last Monday, Israeli authorities, and we're talking a week ago, yesterday, Israeli authorities announced a plan to forcibly transfer 36,000 Arab Bedouin citizens of Israel living in officially unrecognized villages in the Negev region in order to expand military training areas and implement what it called economic development projects. The American Jewish Group, If Not Now, noticed this and posted an article with the heading, "This is Ethnic Cleansing." And If Not Now are making it clear that when they speak of opposition to occupation, they're not just speaking about the 1967 occupation, but the 1948 occupation. So there are Jewish groups and Jewish individuals around the world who are finally finding the courage to stand up and speak out against what Israel's government is doing. And that's what it is. It's Israel's government. It's not all the Jews. It's not even all the people of Israel. These are actions by a government. A handful of people are making these decisions. And we have a right to criticize them that is protected by the First Amendment. And Israel supporters in this country are trying to undermine that with these laws to criminalize criticism of Israel. 26 states have already passed laws saying it's illegal to criticize the government of Israel. Another 14 getting ready to do so, as I understand it. Somebody has got to take this up to the United States Supreme Court and say this is a First Amendment issue, because the First Amendment isn't about scantily clad dancers. It's not about cow poo on a canvas. It's about protecting the right to criticize government, any government. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in the West Bank, apparently flyers are being put on up warning Palestinian laborers not to cooperate with Israeli human rights activists or organizations, and threatening them with the loss of their jobs if they do. And apparently this is happening around the Gush Etzion block. And they're posting these flyers around Palestinian villages nearby. And the flyers threaten to ban Palestinians who cooperate with human rights groups from working in any of the settlements there. And the flyer includes photos and names of prominent Israeli and Palestinian activists, and singles out Tayush and Rabbis for Human Rights, two organizations that accompany and protect Palestinians in the occupied West Bank from threats of settler violence. It's just getting ugly over there. Okay, interestingly enough, rock star Roger Waters is giving financial backing to a war crimes lawsuit in the Netherlands against Benny Gantz, the former army chief who's running to be Israel's next prime minister. And last year, Palestinian Dutch citizen Ismail Zaida filed a case against Gantz and former Israeli Air Force chief Amir Eshel under the Netherlands Universal Jurisdiction Law. Now, I don't know how far that's going to go. And I'm sure your first response is going to be, well, good. These Israelis should be held to account for war crimes they've committed. But at the same time, I'm wondering if Roger Waters is doing this to help Netanyahu. Because right now in the polls for the upcoming election in Israel, Gantz and Netanyahu are neck and neck. They're within the margin of error. I think Gantz is, as of the last poll I saw, Gantz was 1 point behind Netanyahu. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Okay, Donald Trump is getting ready to appoint an anti-Semitism czar. Ooh, just what we need. Yet another official whose job it is to shut us up when we criticize Israel for Israel's obvious crimes here. And apparently he's looking at Ellen Carr, who's a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq and is a former president of the Jewish fraternity Alpha Epsilon Pi in Los Angeles. He's also worked as an anti-gang prosecutor. And apparently Trump did this after protests from various Jewish groups that the post of anti-Semitism czar had been empty for 2 years, that he'd promised to create it when he came into the White House. So we'll see what's going to happen there. But again, ultimately, somebody, and maybe it's going to be Judicial Watch, maybe it's going to be Freedom Watch, is going to take one of these laws saying you cannot criticize Israel's government. They're going to take it to the Supreme Court and say this is clearly a violation of the First Amendment. And even though there are a lot of Jewish judges on the court, I have a hard time imagining that they would say, yeah, the First Amendment doesn't apply here. And that would be basically the end of the First Amendment. Because if they carve out a Jewish exception for the First Amendment, if they carve out an Israel exception, then it'll be GMOs. It'll be vaccines. It'll be questioning 9/11. It'll be questioning the JFK assassination. And freedom of speech, as we know it, have known it all of our lives, it'll be dead. There won't be freedom of speech. There'll be permitted speech. You know, you can talk about 9/11 all you want as long as it's the official story. And that's dictatorship. Okay, we have been talking about the poor state of America's latest weapons and how expensive they are, how badly they perform. The F-22 asphyxiating its pilots. The F-35, huge laundry list of problems. It's a boondoggle. $1 trillion in development, way behind schedule. Just all kinds of problems with that. The Freedom and Independence class littoral combat ships. The Zumwalt stealth destroyer, drivetrain problems. Huge laundry list of problems with the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier. And the latest one to add to that list is the Marine Corps' new CH-53K helicopter. It's called the King Stallion. It's from Sikorsky. It's supposed to be the heavy lift helicopter that's going into service. It's got problems. And apparently, a Defense Department report said the initial operational capability milestone set for December of this year is going to have to be pushed back. And the aircraft's initial operational test and evaluation will not kick off until 2021 to correct multiple design deficiencies found during testing. So apparently they found a whole bunch of mechanical issues, airspeed indication anomalies, low reliability of the main rotor gearbox, hot gas impingement on aircraft structures, tail boom and tail rotor structural problems, overheating of the main rotor dampers, fuel system anomalies, high temperatures in the number two engine bay, and hot gas ingestion by the number two engine, which reduces available power. How did that thing get? It's a joke. These defense contractors, they're building junk and they're being paid huge amounts of money to do it. And they never get penalized for it. In fact, they get more money. Oh, yeah, we made a piece of junk here, but give us some more money. We'll make it better. I still remember that air show I went out to at Kaneohe Marine Air Station, and the Blue Angels were performing, and so was Peggy Wegstaff, or Penny Wegstaff, who's just an incredibly impressive aerobatic pilot. And they had a Seahawk there on display. And over on the port side, there was this piece of hardware attached that was blocking off about half of the sonobuoy tubes that are used to basically punch out sonobuoys into the ocean while the Seahawk hunts a submarine. And I was talking to the crew, and I said, why is that thing there? And they said, well, we were just ordered to put it on. And I said, isn't it cutting back on your sonar capability? And they say, yeah, but we were ordered to put it on. It's all about money. It's all about cranking out money. I think if we get into a real war with a peer like Russia and China, I think we're going to be in serious, serious trouble. I really do. Apparently, the Army is reporting that suicides among active duty soldiers are increasing. They're up about 20%. And that, I think, tells you a lot about what's going on inside the military in terms of morale here. Sinclair Broadcasting Group recently ran an on-air promotional message warning viewers about false news on competing media outlets. And needless to say, the competing media outlets were not at all happy about that. So dozens of stations belonging to Sinclair have aired these video promotions in the past few weeks in which their local on-air news hosts voiced concerns about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. And the anchors then go on to say that many media outlets are publishing fake news and pushing agendas. Well, they're absolutely right about that. They're absolutely right about that. And so the media is fighting back and say, how dare you say that, that we're one-sided and pushing an agenda? What's wrong with you? That's our job. Remember when Mika Brzezinski came on out on MSNBC, I think it was, and just admitted outright that she thought it was the media's job to tell Americans what to think? No. The media's job originally was to keep Americans informed so they could make good choices. And that goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, who was this brilliant man who basically designed this country. And he said the highest duty of every American citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices. Well, unfortunately, with today's corporate media, you're not fully informed. You're being fed basically shovel loads of bovine excrement to basically get you to think what the government wants you to think, what corporations want you to think. Oh, yes, GMOs are safe to eat. Vaccines are safe to use here. The wars are good. And that's what the corporate media does. And that's why the independent media exists, to offer some balance and perspective, which is why the independent media is sadly now under attack. Anyway, another article, and one of our callers yesterday was talking about this over at patriotrising.com. They're talking about the fact that Barack Obama's propaganda fund to liberal media has run out of money. He had a huge amount of money going on in there, was using it to attack Donald Trump, but it's running out. And that's why the corporate media is seeing this rash of layoffs. And some 2,100 journalists, most of them from online news sources, have lost their jobs in this industry bloodletting, similar to the loss of factory jobs over the decades, thanks to left-wing trade policies. I've even actually had a couple of resumes show up here. My response is, what, you think anybody here is getting paid? Doesn't really work that way here. Apparently, there was one courageous journalist, Diliana, I'm going to have trouble with this last name, Gaitan Jiva, who wrote a report for Trude newspaper based in Sofia, Bulgaria, which found that an Azerbaijan state airline company was regularly transporting tons of weaponry to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey under diplomatic cover as part of the CIA covert program to supply anti-Assad fighters in Syria. And those weapons ended up in the hands of ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists in Iraq and Syria. So, unfortunately, this reporter was detained, interrogated, and ultimately fired. How dare you report the truth in the media? How dare you report the facts? We're in the business of lying. Reminds me of that line from V from Vendetta. You know, we're not in the business of making the news. That's the government's job. All right, getting to our domestic politics here. As you know, tonight's the State of the Union speech. A lot of people are looking forward to it. Some are dreading it. Trump is expected to talk about the border wall. He's expected to talk about the wars. He's certainly going to talk about the economy now that it's looking good. And his poll numbers are up. He's definitely his poll numbers are up. He's got about a 50%. Rating, which for first-term president in his second State of the Union is not really bad here. Maxine Waters, on the other hand, has just gone on this tirade. She's just screaming at people to not watch the State of the Union. They weren't able to block it. Nancy Pelosi wasn't able to prevent it from happening. And so Maxine is out there saying, you know, turn the television off, watch something else, don't watch it. And apparently Waters, in a quote in Essence magazine, say, I don't even know why he wants to come and give the State of the Union. Well, it's one of the few times when he can talk directly to the American people outside of Twitter. And that was the very reason why Nancy Pelosi tried to stop it. Right now, everything Trump is saying, if it doesn't come through Twitter, it's being filtered and spun by the corporate media to present a false image of what the president is thinking, saying, and doing. So this is his opportunity once a year to come on out and say, this is really what's going on. And so everybody should watch the State of the Union or record it for later viewing and see what's really on his mind. But Maxine Waters, horror upon horrors. The president is going to talk directly to the people. We can't have that. Okay. Now let's talk about Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard officially announced her 2020 campaign this last weekend. And Claire and I decided not to go because thunderstorms were forecast. And I don't like driving in downtown Honolulu, even under the best of circumstances. She did have a fairly decent crowd show up, and there was entertainment, and there was speechifying, and looked like it was a real good deal. NBC News responded to Tulsi's comment that we should leave the future of Venezuela up to the Venezuelans by coming on out and saying, well, she's obviously a Russian asset because that's exactly what Putin is saying about Venezuela, that the Venezuelans should choose their own future. How dare they? How dare they say that Venezuela belongs to the Venezuelan voters? So NBC News came on out with a story last week claiming that experts who track websites and social media linked to Russia have seen stirrings of a possible campaign of support for Hawaii Democrat Tulsi Gabbard. See how tenuous this whole thing is. They've seen stirrings. Stirrings of a possible campaign. The whole story, though, is a complete sham. The only expert cited by NBC in support of its claim was the firm New Knowledge, which just got caught by the New York Times totally fabricating Russian troll accounts on behalf of the Democratic Party in the Alabama Senate race to manufacture false accusations that the Kremlin was interfering in that election. You absolutely, absolutely, absolutely cannot trust anything the corporate media tells you. Just get that through your head right now. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, understandably, is a little bit miffed. And she lashed out at the neocon and neolib warmongers at NBC News, after NBC was exposed, trying to smear her as a Kremlin stooge. So anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wanting to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
People think Trump is doing a good job with the economy. I am not so sure, mostly because of, you know, so much information that's being put out there that we know to be inaccurate, like the jobs report and the inflation numbers and the GDP numbers. Right now, the U.S. national debt is about to cross the $22 trillion mark. $22 trillion with a T, as in tango. So I'm looking at this article that's over in Blacklisted News, and it's talking about debt exhaustion. And the global economy is past the point of maximum debt saturation. It can't support the debt it has. The next step is debt exhaustion. And they make the point that just as the military tend to want to fight the last war, central banks are always fighting the last financial crisis. And, of course, the global financial crisis of 2008 was primarily one of liquidity. Markets froze up as a result of the collapse of the subprime mortgage sector, the mortgage-backed security fraud. And now we're looking at that is a lot worse. The central bank solution to institutionalized commoditized fraud was to lower interest rates to zero and enable tens of trillions of dollars in new debt. As a result, total debt in the U.S. has soared to $70 trillion. That $22 trillion is just the government. $70 trillion, roughly 3.5 times the gross domestic product. Global debt has skyrocketed from $84 trillion to $250 trillion. The problem is, under central banking, it can never be paid back. It's a trap. It's enslavement. Central banks basically create money out of thin air. They loan it into circulation at interest, and because of that one simple feature, the amount of debt goes up faster than the available money supply. And they'll loan that money out. They'll loan that money out. They'll encourage borrowing everywhere they can. Oh, yes, you're getting into college. Here, get a credit card. Get them on that debt hook, student loans, whatever. But they're getting the entire country and its entire population into unpayable debt, and they use that debt to control us. And now the people will, you know, borrow until they can't support their debt. They stop borrowing. At that point, the Keynesian economists say the government has to borrow on behalf of the people to keep the system going. Then you reach a point where the government can't borrow anymore, and that's when the wars get started. Because wars forced more borrowing, and that's a big reason we're in the situation we are today. We have to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.